Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, where we dive into feeling the good vibrations that you've already attained, everything you want right now, and creating your life from that space, enjoying your life, enjoying and coming into that experience that it is done. Yes. Today we're diving into the law of prosperity. The law of prosperity. This is chapter 2 of this wonderful book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. The Game of Life and How to Play It. This is an old school classic of manifestation. And before we jump into it, let's just start with your vision. What is something that you would love to create in your life? Just take a moment now to think of one thing or a couple of things and imagine walking into that reality where you have attained everything you want. Imagine walking into this beautiful new world where you are on the other side, having achieved the things that you desire, and just noticing the feelings and the shift in your body and how everything is better and different. Just experience the good vibrations. Breathing it in, just letting the shift happen, letting it flow through your whole body, through your whole being as you enter into a higher state, raising your energy. And just enjoying those good feelings. Ah, yes. Hope you're feeling great. We can come into these meditation experiences more and more. You know, I took the day off today just to enjoy, just to be in that wonderful space. You know, sometimes not doing anything is the thing to do, just to experience having attained everything, because not everything we do is actually effective. Not everything we do really moves the needle. Many things are a waste of time. So it's often preferable just to come into the feeling that you've attained it, write it down, remember it, experience it, and then new ideas will come and new situations will be attracted to us. So let's look into this chapter 2, The Law of Prosperity, Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovelshin. It's from a 1941 book. And I'm giving you the essence of this. I'm not reading everything, but I'm reading bits and pieces. And a little bit of sharing. One of the greatest messages given to the race through the scriptures is that God, the divine, the source, is your supply, and that you can release through your spoken word all that belongs to you by divine right. You must, however, have perfect faith in your spoken word, perfect conviction in your spoken word. It is said, "My word shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that whereunto it is sent." We know now that words and thoughts are a tremendous vibratory force, ever molding your body and your life. Right? So this is the essence. We have massive power. We can connect to a power of unlimited energy. And through our words and thoughts, we are molding our reality right now and all the time. All these thoughts, all these background thoughts, all these words, all these conversations, they're having an effect on our body and in our life. A woman came to me in great distress and said she was to be sued on the 15th of the month for thousands of dollars. She knew no way of getting the money and was in despair. I told her God, the source, was her supply and that there is a supply for every demand. So I spoke the word. I give thanks that this woman will receive $60,000 at the right time, in the right way. I told her she must have perfect faith and act on her perfect faith. The 15th came, but no money had materialized. She called me on the phone and asked what was she to do. I replied, "It's Saturday, they won't sue you today. Your part is to act rich, thereby showing perfect faith that you will receive it by Monday." She asked me to lunch with her to keep her courage. When I joined her at a restaurant, I said, "This is no time to economize. Order an expensive luncheon. Act as if you had already received the $60,000. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive, you must act as if you had already received." You must act as if you have already received. The next morning she called me on the phone and asked for me to stay with her during the day. I said, "No. You are divinely protected, and the one is never too late." In the evening, she phoned again, greatly excited, and said, "My dear, a miracle has happened. I was sitting in my room this morning when the doorbell rang. I said to the maid, 'Don't let anyone in.' The maid, however, looked out of the window and said, 'It's your cousin with the long white beard.' So I said, 'Call him back. I'd like to see him.' He was just turning the corner when he heard the maid's voice, and he came back. He talked for about an hour, and just as he was leaving, he said, 'Oh, by the way, how are your finances?' I told him I needed the money, and he said, 'Why, my dear, I'll give you $60,000 the first of the month.' What a wonder. I didn't tell him that I was going to be sued. What should I do? I won't receive it till the first of the month, and I must have it tomorrow. 'I'll keep on treating,' she said. I said, 'Spirit is never too late. I give thanks that she has received the money on the invisible plane and that it manifests on time.' The next morning, her cousin called her up again and said, 'Come to my office this morning and I will give you the money.' That afternoon, she had $60,000 to her credit in the bank and wrote checks as rapidly as her excitement would permit. So what can we take from this story? It's a very deep thing. She goes on here to discuss how if we don't act as if we're preparing for failure, we are setting ourselves up for problems. Now, of course, you can take this in the wrong way and you can be completely reckless and that can backfire, right? So there's a bit of a balance here between doing this but also having some level of awareness. But we always want to focus on what we want and focus on those things moving forward and give that our energy. If one asks for success, right, so if you're focused on success and you prepare for failure, you will get the situation you have prepared for. This is a very deep thing. For example, a man came to me asking me to speak the word that a certain debt would be wiped out. I found that he spent his time planning what he would say to the man when he did not pay his bill, thereby neutralizing my words. He should have seen himself paying the debt. So just tune into this. Do you spend time thinking about things going wrong? And what's going to happen if it doesn't work out? Or are you spending your time focused on what is the highest good, on the end result? You must prepare for the thing you have asked for when there isn't the slightest sign of it in sight. This is very high level skill, being able to prepare for and visualize what you want and act as if. For example, a woman found it necessary to look for an apartment during the year when there was a great shortage of apartments in New York. It was considered almost an impossibility, and her friends were sorry for her and said, "Isn't it too bad? You have to store your furniture and live in a hotel." She replied, "You wouldn't need to feel sorry for me. I am a superwoman, and I will get an apartment." She spoke the words, "Infinite Spirit, open the way for the right apartment." She knew there was a supply for every demand, and that she was unconditioned, working on the spiritual plane, and that one with God is a majority. She had contemplated buying new blankets when the temper, the adverse thought or reasoning mind suggested, "Don't buy the blankets. Perhaps after all, you won't get an apartment and you'll have no use for them." She promptly replied to herself, "I'll dig my ditches by buying the blankets." She prepared for the apartment and acted as though she already had it. She found one in a miraculous way, and it was given to her, although there were over 200 other applicants. The blankets showed active faith. Right? So she took action as if it was going to happen. So in our case, it might be things like buying a website domain or buying a software thing, or, you know, there's all these techie things nowadays, you know, sending an email, doing this and that. You have to believe that it's going to work out and everything's going to be okay. Because if you're acting as if everything's going to fall apart, then what message are you giving to yourself, to your subconscious? This is why sometimes just taking those actions, even when you don't feel like it, is actually what's going to change the game. She carries on. "Getting into the spiritual swing of things is no easy matter for the average person. The adverse thoughts of doubt and fear surge from the subconscious. They are the army of aliens which must be put to flight. This explains why it is so often darkest before the dawn. A big demonstration is usually preceded by tormenting thoughts. Having made a statement of high spiritual truth, one challenges the old beliefs in the subconscious, and error is exposed to be put out." I'll stop here and just share a little bit about this. So if you hold the vision and you act as if, and you're taking all these steps forward, that's when you're going to get attacked by all of these monsters. Like, I'll give an example. I recently have made all these upgrades to my house and done all these things and just made everything great, and I'm moving forward in all these projects. And then I started noticing these irrational fears coming about things going wrong and things falling apart. And, you know, because when we are moving in the right direction, you start to worry about losing everything. And that energy of freedom and power and purity and ease gets taken over by these negative energies, because there's a part of us that's actually chemically addicted to negative feelings and starts to cause stories and storms within us. So having made a statement of high spiritual truth and taking action in a powerful way, one challenges the old beliefs in the subconscious and error is exposed to be put out. This is the time when one must make your affirmations of truth repeatedly and rejoice and give thanks that you have already received. It is done, it is done. Before you call, I shall answer. This means that every good and perfect gift is already awaiting your recognition. You can only receive what you see yourself receiving. You can only receive what you see yourself receiving. You only have land visions within your mental vision. Every great work, every big accomplishment has been brought into manifestation through holding to the vision, and often just before the big achievement comes apparent failure and discouragement. Hold the vision and give thanks that the end is accomplished, that you have received. Jesus Christ in the Bible gave a wonderful example of this. He said to his disciples, "See not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are already ripe to harvest." His clear vision pierced the world of matter. He saw clearly the fourth dimensional world, things as they really are, perfect and complete in divine mind. So you're seeing clearly into the future. So you must ever hold the vision of your journey's end and demand the manifestation of that which you have already received. In other words, you're pulling back from the future into the present that which you want. It may be your perfect health, love, supply, self-expression, home, or friends. They are all finished and perfect ideas registered in the divine mind, the subconscious, superconscious mind. And remember, the subconscious is the impartial mind. The conscious mind is the things you think about. And the superconscious mind is the mind of perfection, where you can visualize these perfect end results. They are all finished and they must come to you. For example, a man came to me asking for treatments for success. It was imperative that he raise within a certain time $1 million for his business. The time limit was almost up when he came to me in despair. No one wanted to invest in his enterprise and the bank had flatly refused a loan. I said, "Go back to the bank and I will treat it. The treatment was, you are identified with love, with the spirit of everyone connected with the bank. Let the divine idea come out of this situation. He said, tomorrow the bank closes at noon. I can't get there till 11:30 or 11:45. There's not a chance. I replied, the source of everything doesn't need time and is never too late. All things are possible. He replied, it all sounds fine when I sit here listening to you, but when I go out, it's terrible. He lived in a distant city and he didn't know what was going to happen. A week later, I got a message and it read, you were right. I raised the money and I will never again doubt the truth of what you told me. When I saw him a few weeks later, I asked him, what happened? You evidently had plenty of time. What was going on? He replied, my train was late and I got there just 15 minutes to 12. I walked into the bank quietly and said, I've come for the loan. And they gave it to me without a question. It was with the last 15 minutes of time allotted to him that the infinite spirit came, and it was not too late. It's much easier to demonstrate for someone else than for oneself, so a person should not hesitate to ask for help if he feels or she feels him or herself wavering. This is a very important point. A keen observer of life once said, no one can fail if some one person sees them as successful. Such is the power of the vision, and many a great person has owed his success or her success to a wife, husband, sister, or friend who believed in them and held without wavering to the perfect pattern. So a little takeaway from this session is, make sure you have people who believe in you and believe in other people. See the highest in them and have others who believe in you, because it changes the game. So what can we take from this lesson, this chapter 2? Hold the vision with perfect faith, the end result. Act as if. Demonstrate through your actions. Even if you feel weird, and even if those negative thoughts and strange feelings come up, keep feeling good, keep coming back to the good thoughts, keep taking those actions. Because once you have that end result, that vision, where you're pulling the future to the present, you will get ideas about what to do, and things will come up, and take those next steps with that conviction. And continuously hold in your consciousness these invisible things that don't exist yet, but by focusing on them, you pull them all the way here. So you get the vibration, you get the juice of the Thank you for your wonderful presence. The next chapter is the power of the word. We're going to go deeper into how what you speak, the words you say, and the words you think have a profound effect on your entire life. Thank you so much for your wonderful presence, and I look forward to connecting with you in the next session. Enjoy, keep smiling, stay happy. And many, many blessings. And by the way, if you haven't already, I'd really be grateful for you. Thank you for leaving a review. And thank you for everyone who leaves a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever it is. Because it's a joy to connect with you and hear your wonderful thoughts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'll be back with the power of the word. Much love.